This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's all well and good to talk to and about economic policymakers, but the reality is that this economy, the labor market in particular, is all about people. How many people have jobs and how many people don't. And in all honesty, for all the talk about inflation and recession, the labor market in this country right now looks pretty good. Told you about JOLTS yesterday. Lily mentioned it, the job openings and labor turnover survey, and there's still being almost two openings for every person looking. Well, what do you think it's like then to try to help people find jobs right now? We asked Marketplace's Samantha Fields to ask around.
Everything you've been hearing for the last year or two about how hot the job market is and how it's a great time to be looking has been true in Hugo Milan's experience. His team at the staffing agency Kelly Services helps people find jobs in science, engineering, tech, and telecom.
There has seldom been as favorable an environment as this in which to find interesting jobs and to get them with the sort of parameters that you're looking for.
Whether that's a certain salary or the ability to work remotely, a lot of the job seekers he sees have lots of options to choose from.
I will say we have seen some slowdown over the last, call it 60 days. The market is not quite as overheated as it's been.
That's true in the industries Chad Liebenguth works with too.
Including accounting and finance, office and administrative, IT and legal.
Liebenguth works with staffing agency Robert Half in Florida and Louisiana. And he says in the last few months, companies do seem to be getting a little pickier and hiring a little less. But
it might be a little bit of a tale of two cities is kind of what we're seeing these days.
People in highly specialized, well-paid jobs still have a lot of options right now. But increasingly, if you're looking for a less specialized, lower-wage job,
you might find a little bit more of a challenging market, maybe a little bit harder to find the right role.
It depends a lot on the industry, though. Manny Rodriguez runs a three-month construction training program in Chicago through the nonprofit Revolution Workshop. And he says it's never been easier to help graduates find jobs.
It's been amazing. I mean, we have a cohort right now, and we still got three more weeks to go. And half the group is already placed. They're already working.
Many are also getting higher salaries than in the past. And everything he's hearing from the contractors he works with is positive, even looking ahead to next year.
Are we concerned about 23? Of course, right? Everybody is a little bit.
But he says when it comes to hiring and construction, he's still optimistic. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.